News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's arrived at Manhattan Criminal Court. Former President Trump's longtime attorney is expected to testify today about the role he played in giving adult actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky's at court.
The entire trial has been building to this. From Stormy Daniels, jurors heard about sex from David Pecker about the alleged scheme to cover it up. Now prosecutors hope Michael Cohen will pin the crime on Trump.
Also in New York, jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. The UN estimates more than 300 Palestinians fled the city of Rafah over the weekend as Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the city. And there's a controlled demolition set for later today of a 500-foot steel piece of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, postponed one day because of weather. This is ABC News. Some school districts across the U.S. suddenly find themselves in tight financial times, with billions of dollars in federal COVID funding now starting to expire. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Tensions running high in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Dozens rallying against the school board's decision to cut teachers.
Say, when will we know if this is going to happen and do it directly and clearly?
In Hamburg, New York, district leaders approving a budget that includes layoffs for 20 employees, including 13 teachers. And in Los Angeles, America's second largest school district, mounting concern for what budget cuts could mean for the city's teachers and students.
Federal investigators are now taking a new look at self-driving vehicles being developed by Amazon after a couple of them suddenly braked hard and were rear-ended by people on motorcycles. Both suffered minor injuries. Amazon is developing the vehicles as both taxis and potential delivery vehicles. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
And Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Sarah Huggard Photography is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor. Sarah loves creating amazing images for seniors, sports, family, and more. Contact Sarah at sarahhuggardphotography.com.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in a case that will determine the future of absentee ballot drop boxes in this battleground state. The case gives the court's new liberal majority the chance to reverse a ruling the court made less than 2 years ago that made ballot drop boxes illegal in most cases. Microsoft aims to create 2,000 permanent jobs at its $3 billion AI data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft President Brad Smith says he knows that sounds familiar.
Our philosophy, in part sort of reflecting some of the recent history here, is under promise, over deliver, work with the community. But I think we're going to go fast.
Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cards 4-3 Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day. St. Louis, desperate for a win, down 3-1 when manager Ollie Marmol charged the home plate umpire and was ejected from the game.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol's getting upset. You can't blame him.
And this is a boiling point from strike zone to calls to seven straight losses.
The Cards manager asked if he had a problem with umpire Alan Porter.
No, Alan Porter and Sean Barber are good umpires. That had more to do with getting something going.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. You know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us.
The Crew opens the series at home tonight against the Pirates. Men's college basketball. Head coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the UW Green Bay Phoenix after just one season to return to Wyoming, where he served as an assistant coach with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, softball action from Friday. It was Edgar beating Shawamigan 17-5. Other action had Marathon topping Phillips 15-8 on Friday. Ladysmith a winner over Ashland 10-1. It was Mellon winning over South Shore 22-4. Drummond takes a doubleheader from Butternut Mercer by a score of 12-4. And actually just one game on that, 12-4, Drummond over Butternut Mercer. Prairie Farm was a winner over Birchwood Winter, 21-4. Newman Catholic topped Prentice, 17-0. Stratford, a winner over the Rib Lake softball team on Friday, 10-4. Mosinee topped Lakeland, 4-3. And it was Merrill, a winner Friday in girls softball, defeating Medford, 14-12.
Ties Concrete Pumping takes this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home. Their efforts will keep America strong. This message is courtesy of Ties Concrete Pumping, the Northwoods Concrete Pumping experts who welcome your calls at 715-614-9881. That's 715-614-9881 to reach Ties Concrete Pumping. But over 18 years of experience to work for you, where Ty and his crew proudly say, USA all the way.
Let's take a peek at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 14th of May already. Tuna casserole tomorrow, broccoli, and fruit salad. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Any questions? Order your meals. Call, give them a call at 715-339-2158. Northland Gutter Professionals, LLC, a proud Phillips Lager United sponsor, is a company specializing in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota Lipinoff at 715-567-0992. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 63 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuels to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling children trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A few years ago, while fishing with my kids on a Mississippi River backwater between Winona, Minnesota and La Crosse, Wisconsin, my dad and I got into a mess of yellow perch, big ones. After an hour of the jumbo frenzy, I asked, where'd all these perch come from? Well, I did a little research on this last week and found out that the Mississippi River downstream from Red Wing has some of the best big perch fishing in the upper Midwest. I'll tell you why when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. When I was a kid growing up on the Mississippi River in the 1980s, my buddies and I targeted walleyes, northern pike, and catfish. Panfish were not a priority, partially because perch populations were bottoming out in the river at that time. Well, that's changed. Perch have rebounded, and the word is out among the region's anglers.
The Upper Mississippi River between Wisconsin and Minnesota has some of the top jumbo perch fishing in the region. Lake Pepin test net data from Minnesota DNR Fisheries show that the number of perch 10 inches or longer has increased tenfold since 2008. They attribute the increase to improved water quality and more native aquatic plants, where perch can spawn. Locating fish in the Mississippi River with its changing water levels is always tough. But once you find them, this jumbo perch fishery in the Mississippi River is tremendous fun. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Track. I might be the guy. There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles school uphill both ways. We were kings, which raised dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by. He'd always stop right there and say,
to get to here. Ileana is ready to wish you a happy birthday or anniversary if you're celebrating today, if you celebrated over the weekend. We'll give everybody a chance to win a birthday cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, and it's a big 8x11 sheet cake. It's like a $20+ value, so it's pretty cool. We give that away every Friday, so get us your birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll be glad to announce them and give you a chance to win at 715-762-3221. Darla's here. How you doing, Darla?
Morning.
Good.
Morning.
Good. We'll get to all of our birthdays in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's arrived at Manhattan Criminal Court. Former President Trump's longtime attorney is expected to testify today about the role he played in giving adult actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky's at court.
The entire trial has been building to this. From Stormy Daniels, jurors heard about sex. From David Pecker about the alleged scheme to cover it up. Now prosecutors hope Michael Cohen will pin the crime on Trump.
Also in New York, jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. The UN estimates more than 300 Palestinians fled the city of Rafah over the weekend as Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the city. And there's a controlled demolition set for later today of a 500-foot steel piece of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, postponed one day because of weather. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hazy skies over Wisconsin today are due to smoke from wildfires in Canada. An air quality alert is in effect for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says the air may be unhealthy for some people. The smoke is expected to move across the state today and could trigger more air quality alerts throughout the day. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the crew losing to the Cardinals 4-3, missing out on a chance to complete a four-game sweep. The Cards able to snap a seven-game losing streak thanks to a much-needed home run by veteran Paul Goldschmidt, who has 1-for-34 so far this month. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's hard to beat a major league team four times. Any of these 30 major league teams, it's hard to beat them. The day that Goldie breaks out a little bit, hurts us. Koenig did the job we asked him to do, but you got to have more than that, you know, to beat a major league team on any given day.
College basketball, Sundance Wicks is one and done. A year ago, Wicks was an assistant coach at Wyoming, hired by UW Green Bay in his first head coaching job. He turned the program around, winning 15 more games. Over the weekend, Wicks met with Wyoming and emerged as their new men's head basketball coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Baseball action from the weekend. Baseball teams getting in their final few games before the seeding meetings on Wednesday. The Prescott baseball team beat Ashland, I should say, 11-1 on Saturday. It was Elk Mound topping Ashland, 13-3. Mellon gets a win over Greenwood, 20-1 on Saturday. They also beat Bruce, 11-6, so two wins for Mellon over the weekend. Antigo topped Lakeland by a count of 16-6, and they also defeated Lakeland 7-0 in a doubleheader. And Medford was a winner over Northland Pines, taking two from Pines in softball in baseball action, rather, I should say, as Medford gets an 8-4 and 9-7 victory on Saturday.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin, is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Well, birthdays, anniversaries. Happy birthday anniversary if you're celebrating today. Happy birthday to my son who is celebrating a 22nd birthday today. It was 22 years ago today, Ileana, a little bit before your time.
Yeah.
22 years ago today that
that DJ Rick, our former afternoon guy, was filling in on the morning show, and my wife was giving birth to my son after 2 weeks of drug-inducing that didn't work. Finally, they went in and got him. So he's 22 today. So many people remember that very clearly because if you know DJ Rick, he has a tendency to almost do like play-by-play of what happened there. So it was a memorable time. So happy birthday to my son, who's 22. We're going to go down to Tomahawk to Inshallah and do a little golfing today to celebrate.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Who else do we have? What other celebrities are we have?
Yeah. Today here? Morgan Wallen is his birthday today, 31. He's a pretty popular, I'd say, pop country. A lot of people listen to him now.
Yeah, he got a little controversy. He got caught on a video saying some stuff a couple years ago, but he's overcome that and apologized, and he seems to be doing all right for himself.
Yeah. Yep. Maggie Rose is 36 today, also a country singer. Candace King is 37. She was on a TV show, Vampire Diaries. I know that's kind of popular to the younger age. I don't know.
Still like the vampire movies, though.
Yeah.
What is it about vampire movies that we like?
Yep. It's a imaginary world that's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool to live forever.
I guess so.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I watched what was the popular one with the vampire, the whole series of movies they did.
Oh, The Twilight?
The Twilight.
That's funny. It's actually Robert Pattinson's birthday today. He's 38. But he was the Edward Cullen, Yep.
My wife was kind of into that, and she dragged me into it. I said, well, I'm not going to jump in the middle. And she said, well, I'm willing to rewatch them. So we watched them from the beginning, and it was good. Vampires are intriguing because they're kind of realistic. I mean, they're not, but they're kind of, you're like, that could happen, you know?
Yeah, no, I binged those movies. I watched them within like 2 or 3 days. And
oh, boy.
Yeah, no, they're good movies, yeah.
All right.
Lena Dunham is 38 today as well. She's an actress, writer, and director. Iwan Rion, 39 today. Welsh actor.
Okay.
Darius Rucker is 58 today.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yep. His birthday.
How old is he?
58.
Oh, it's a good age to be. All right.
Yeah. Lori White, she passed away in 2018. She was 52, but she was a singer.
Yeah.
Known for That's My Baby.
Yeah. Had a few hits.
Yep. Stephen Colbert is 60 today. He was a comedian, television host, actor, and author.
I think it's actually pronounced Colbert.
Colbert.
It's deceiving, but Stephen Colbert. All right.
Dennis Rodman is 63 today. He was the former NBA player, The Worm.
I was just looking him up the other day, wondering where he was, because he's not in the news. He's pretty quiet, very outlandish player. But he's, I'm sure... I just wanted to see if he's still partying the way he used to party or if he settled down a little bit, but I couldn't quite get an answer on that. But he's an interesting dude, that's for sure.
Yeah. John Kasich is 72 today, former Ohio governor who is also a Fox News host.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder is 74 today.
Oh, wow. Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
But, yeah. 19 Grammys and a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep. Famous blind musician and, to watch him perform live still, he's still got it.
Yeah.
He's still really good.
Yeah. Yep. Bobby Valentine is 74 today as well. Former Major League Baseball player.
And manager, too?
Yeah. He's an athletic director now at the Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Really? How old is he?
74.
Okay. Still going at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harvey Keitel, I think that's how you say his name, 85 today. Nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Bugsy.
Okay.
Dewey Phillips so he passed away in 1968. So he was a Memphis DJ, and he was the first to air an Elvis Presley record.
Oh.
So I was like, where's his birthday? Yeah. And then Bernice Frankel, she's a stage actress. It's her birthday today. She passed away in 2009. Joe Louis, he was a boxing champ known as the Brown Bomber. Passed away in 1981, and Johnny Wright, singer and songwriter, was married to Kitty Wells. Passed away in 2011.
All right.
Yeah, singer and songwriter. Lots of singers and songwriters' birthdays today.
Yeah, happy birthday anniversary. The 13th of May is a big one for you.
Do you suffer from bugsiety or a fear of bugs? Zevo has the answer. Try Zevo Insect Killer Sprays to get rid of those pesky bugs in your home. Zevo sprays kill up to 20 different types of bugs with ingredients you can feel good about. They're safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Breathe easy. You've got Zevo. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug-deadly. Ant roach and fly, ant roach and spider, and fly gnat and fruit fly variants.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 63 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Crank it out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
I was lost. You found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness. You always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks. You don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did. And you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God, thank God for giving me you.
Never thought I'd find an angel undercover. Made a change to everything from my heart to my last name. Hey, hold it down when he fell. That boy was heaven sent. And every night when
girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
Girl,
See something weird that just I don't know, strange, so I don't forget about it. I was in a Starbucks over the weekend, and I think we've taken the whole process of washing your hands and drying your hands at public restroom facilities, we've just made it too complicated now. You know, it used to be you go in, you got a little soap, you wash your hands, there's a towel, and you're out of there. I was at a Starbucks, and there was only thing that was there was a sink, and there was a steel bar, kind of like 12 inches wide. And it took me like three attempts to figure out actually what it was. So the left side, Ileana, of the steel bar was soap. And okay. Then the middle side, then you put your hand under there, soap comes under. And you go to the middle, and there's water. And then you go to the right side of the bar, and it's the air.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I actually was at a Starbucks a couple weekends ago, and that was the same thing. And I was like, you know, I know a lot of people are trying to get rid of paper towel and stuff, but sometimes I'm like, I don't like the
too complicated.
Like the air too much.
Yeah. I can understand getting rid of the towels too, but just give me a hand dryer because I put my hand under I didn't have my glasses on, so I'm like, oh, whatever, just how hard can this be? So I put my hand under, I got the water, and then I'm looking around for a towel
That's
and a dryer,
what I did too. Yes.
And I'm like, where is it? So then I think, well, sometimes it's on the sink itself. So I put my hand back under the thing, and I got soap. So now I got wet hands followed by soap, and I'm just like, okay, well, I got to dry my hand. So I went to dry my hand, to wash my hands again, still looking for the dryer. So I put it to the left, and I started to dry my hands. And as I swept across to leave, I swept across where the soap was and got more soap on my hand.
Nice.
So I had to go back to the water. Mm-hmm. Then I had to go back to the hand dryer. I don't think this is really that complicated, is it? It shouldn't be this complicated.
I was unfamiliar too with like what was kind of going on, because like you did, I looked around. I'm like, well, where's the paper towel? Or like you know, normally you see them on the wall, the blow dryers for your hands.
Well, they got the new fancy ones now where you just kind of put your hands in vertically and then it dries.
Yeah.
And I get that, because the old ones that are really loud that just kind of blow don't seem real practical. So I understand that part of it. I understand the no towels, but having the soap, the water, and the electric hair dryer all on one spigot seems like a dangerous game to me. Yeah. First thing, I was just like, am I electrocuted here? What's going on? Yeah. Can you imagine how much those things cost?
I don't even.
It's just crazy.
Probably a lot, yeah.
They're just making it too difficult. And you know why they're doing it. They're saying, you know, look at me. Look how fancy we are in our fancy bathrooms. Not impressed. How about charging me $2 for a coffee instead of $6?
Yeah,
That would impress me.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout.
Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 63 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while at a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise.
online at 98QCountry.com.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfect.